This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, February 27th, brought to you by CPDA, the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. The International Trade Commission said yesterday it will investigate Chinese state support in the biotechnology sector as a part of a pair of new probes looking at the U.S. trade relationship with Beijing. The commission is launching a pair of China-focused fact-finding missions under Section 332 of the Tariff Act of 1930, the agency said. The investigation will be carried out on an expedited timeline with a final report expected in late August. The Environmental Protection Agency has sent its proposed final biofuel blending rules this year and next to the White House for review. EPA has said it aims to publicly release those final regulations by the end of March. The biofuel and oil refining industries are awaiting the overdue rules. The two sides disagree on key parts of the proposal, especially a plan to discourage fuels made with non-U.S. feedstocks. If the EPA proposal holds, it would mark the biggest ever blending quotas for biomass-based diesel and maintain a 15-billion-gallon mandate for conventional corn ethanol. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins said yesterday that the U.S. border would remain closed to Mexican cattle as cases of New World screwworm continue to climb. Current USDA data shows new bovine NWS cases more than doubled to 45 for the week ending February 23rd. Hundreds of active cases remain less than 100 miles from the U.S. border. There are multiple reasons why traders continue covering short positions in wheat. Commerce Bank says part of it has to do with droughts and wildfires in the U.S. Midwest, as well as a deterioration in crop health in France. An attack by Russia on Ukrainian infrastructure and the port city of Odessa, and tensions between the U.S. and Iran that has traders across the market adjusting their positions. Well, first it was Canada, and then it was Greenland. Now, Cuba. President Donald Trump said today that the U.S. is in talks with Havana and raised the possibility of a, quote, friendly takeover of Cuba without offering any details on what he meant. Speaking to reporters outside the White House as he left for a trip to Texas, Trump said Secretary of State Marco Rubio was in discussions with Cuban leaders, quote, at a very high level. The Cuban government is talking with us, the president said. They have no money. They have no anything right now, but they're talking to us, and maybe we'll have a friendly takeover of Cuba. President Trump said today he is not happy with the latest talks over Iran's nuclear program, but indicated he would give negotiators more time to reach a deal to avert another war in the Middle East. He spoke a day after U.S. envoys held another inconclusive round of indirect talks with Iran in Geneva. As American forces gather in the region, Trump has threatened military action if Iran does not agree to a far-reaching nuclear deal. Iran insists it has the right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes and denies it seeking a nuclear weapon. Talks are expected to resume in Vienna on Monday. In the meantime, the U.S. is intensifying military preparations for a possible war. The aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford approaching the Middle East today. The U.S. has also moved high-end F-22 jet fighters to an airbase in Israel. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by CPDA. CPDA is the Business Council for Agrotechnology. Our members provide and distribute the adjuvants, inerts, and post-patent crop protection tools that farmers rely on. CPDA is working with EPA and Congress to cut the regulatory backlog so safe, reliable products reach the field faster. We're also advancing ESA compliance options like drifter reduction adjuvants that reduce no-spray buffers. Protecting the acre, growing the opportunity. Learn more at CPDA.com. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.